Would you please turn with me to the Ephesians letter of the Apostle Paul? And chapter 3, and we read once again the verses from verse 8. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints, to this grace given to preach unto the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the dispensation of the mystery, which for ages has been hid in God, who created all things, to the intent that now unto the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places might be made known through the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那赐给我的丰富传给外邦人。又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。我要借着教会，使天上执政的掌权的。
And then if you will turn to the Gospel of Matthew and chapter 16.
我们看马太福音16章。
On verse 16.
16节。
Matthew's Gospel 16 from verse 16. Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。” 我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。And
then in the dear Colossian letter of the Apostle Paul, and chapter 1 and verse 18, and chapter 2 and verse 19.
我们再看哥罗西书第1章18节。
Chapter 1, verse 18, And he, that is Jesus, is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the
preeminence. 是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。And
then in chapter 2, verse 19,
2章19节,
And not holding fast the head, from whom all the body being supplied and knit together through the joints and bands, increaseth with the increase of God.
不持定元首，全身既然靠着他，筋节得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
And finally, in the Ephesian
let us again in chapter 4 from verse 15.
以弗所书第四章,
Ephesians 4 from verse 15.
四章十五节,
but speaking truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom all the body, fitly framed and knit together through that which every joint supplies, according to the working in due measure of each several part, maketh the increase of the body and the building up of itself in love.
我用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进源于元首基督，全身都靠着他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相处，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
We have a purpose of prayer.
让我们再一点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we cannot come to the ministry of your word without just recognizing that without you we can do nothing.
亲爱的主啊，我们必须承认，我们在摸到你话语的时候，如果没有你圣灵来帮助我们，我们无能为力。
We can use a lot of words.
我们可以使用许多的语句。
We can outline and portray the truth.
我们也好像讲了一些真理。
But Lord, we need that anointing if this time is to mean something.
但是主啊，我们不能够缺少你自己的圣灵来膏抹，否则我们若有所缺。
And you have provided that anointing of grace and power through the finished work of our Lord Jesus.
已经在耶稣基督完整的救赎里头，把这样的恩膏赐下给我们。
Into that anointing, we stand now by faith.
今天因着信，我们站在这一个圣灵恩膏底下。
Anointing for the speaking of your word, for the translating of your word, and the hearing of your word.
求你膏抹讲的、翻译的与所有听到的。
We ask this in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的真名祈求。
I think you all know that the theme that I have been asked to speak upon is God's eternal
purpose.
That's a phrase in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 11. According to his eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这是造神从万事前在我们主耶稣基督里所定永远的旨意。
It is a wonderful little word there, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can also say, which he secured in Christ Jesus our Lord, which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这一节圣经是非常奇妙的语句，讲到神定旨意是在耶稣基督里面得到肯定。 保证一定成功。
Here immediately we come to the heart of the matter.
在这里我们马上就来到整个神创造中心。
We have talked about the beginning of the Bible and the end of the Bible.
我们在第一个晚上讲到圣经的开始与圣经的结束。
We've talked about how those first three chapters and last three chapters minutely, precisely correspond.
我们能够看到圣经头三章与最后的三章是怎样互相的呼应。
John, when he wrote down the revelation, did not realize that he was completing, as it were, the whole 66 books.
我想当约翰在写启示录的时候，在他的心里并不知道他写的是整本圣经的结束。
When we come to the center of the Bible, we find again the same thing. There is a marriage.
然后，如果我们把圣经的中间打开来的话，我们又发现，在圣经的中心也谈到这个婚姻。
The Bible begins with a marriage between two human beings.
圣经的开始是在一男一女的婚姻开始的。
And it ends with a marriage between the Messiah, the Lamb, and the wife of the Lamb.
然后呢，结束的时候看到，羔羊的妻与羔羊也是一个婚姻。
And as I pointed out yesterday, the ministry of our Lord Jesus, the messianic ministry of our Lord Jesus began at a wedding.
那我们又看到了耶稣出来传道的时候，他第一个执事所表现的是在一个迦拿的婚姻上。God
has taken this simple Sunday school language to portray and illustrate, communicate profound truths.
神用一个最简单的语言，像文学小众的语言一样，来把一个最深的一个真理来向我们启示表明。
He instituted marriage.
他设立婚姻
as a picture of what he wanted between himself and those he would save.
来预表他自己要得着的这一个被他拯救的人建立一个婚姻的关系。
When we hear this little phrase in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse
11,
according to his eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
他在耶稣基督里所定为这一个永远的旨意,
carried out him.
在基督而完成,
we have come to the heart of the matter.
我们就来到神整个工作的中心,
God's eternal purpose is centered in the person of the Lord Jesus.
神整个旨意的工作是集中在耶稣基督的身上。
You cannot be part of that eternal purpose of God unless you belong to the Lord Jesus.
除非你是属于耶稣基督，否则你完全不可能有份于神的工作。
The only way you and I can become involved in the fulfillment of that purpose of the Father and of the Son.
我们要与父、与子发生任何的关系
is by being 100% devoted to the Lord Jesus.
那我们就必须100%的来效忠于基督。
Giving him the preeminence in all things.
他必须在我们凡事上居首位。
We have to give to the Lord Jesus the place the Father has given to him.
我们必须给我们的主一个地位，好像神父神给他儿子那个地位是相等的。
Then we have also talked about the lampstand.
昨天我们提到金灯台。
You find it in the beginning of the book of Revelation and at the end.
你能够找到自己的金灯台，在启示录的第一章与启示录的最后。The
Spirit of God selected 7 churches.
圣灵拣选7个教会。To
represent the Church of God in time, on earth, in place.
来代表在地上，在一段时间中的教会。And
each one was represented by the 7 bowls. Golden lampstand of the tabernacle and the temple.
每一个教会就被在会幕中的那个金灯台与在圣殿中的金灯台所代表。
And when you come to the end of the book of Revelation, is that the end of the Bible?
当你来到圣经的结束,
you find that it is.
你就看到了
the tabernacle
is一个手部
and the body.
与那个羔羊的妻,
and we hear these amazing words.
看到听到这样奇妙的话,
there is no need of sun nor moon to light.
日月不在，日月的光不再需要了。
For the glory of God did light.
因为神自己就是那个光。
And the lamp thereof is the Lamb.
那个灯塔就是那个灯就是羔羊
，Who that is the Lamb？ 哎，
那么那个灯台是谁呢
？It is the city that is the Lamb。
就是那个城就是那个灯台。
We who have identified God as the Lamb。
就是我们所有拯救的人，就是那个灯台。
When we come to the prophecy that Isaiah in the Old Covenant，
当我们到旧约的撒加利亚书
，We find again a Lamb stand。
你又看见
all gold
是金的
，and two olive trees on either side。
然后在灯台的两边各有一棵橄榄树
，and through the olive trees through the branches comes gold。
然后你看到这个橄榄树的枝子所出来的就是金。
The olive trees feed the lampstand with gold, which becomes white.
那个两棵树把它们长出来的金子放在这个金灯台的里面，成为燃料啊，发出发光。
And then we hear these words.
然后就听到这样的话
：Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是靠圣灵方能成事。
Who art thou, O great mountain?
大山啊，你在他面前算什么
？This satanic obstacle,
撒旦的拦阻
，standing between the purpose of God and its fulfillment，
站在那里拦阻神永远旨意的实现。
Who art thou, O great mountain?
你大声吧！你在这个面前在什么
？The most incredible，
在这个建筑的这一个所发国面前
，But you shall become a clay，
你要变成一个平原
，And the top stone， that's the Messiah，
这一个房角房顶石要成为弥赛亚
，Shall be brought forth with shouts of praise，
要被带出来，喊着啊，恩典，恩典。
The hands of Zerubbabel laid the foundation, his hands shall complete it.
所罗巴伯把这个根基立好了，他还要继续完成整个的建筑。
In other words, this lampstand giving light represents an eternal and divine building program.
换言之，这个意象乃是告诉我们，神在永远的旨意里头，他要来完成这一个建筑。
How to become part of the city of God？
我们怎么能够成为这个圣城的一部分呢
？How can you become part, as it were, of God's dwelling place？
我们怎么能够成为神居住的所在呢
？How can you become part of the body？
我们怎么能够成为心腹的一个部分呢
？Only three materials，
你必须是带三种材料
：gold，
金
，precious stone，
宝石
，power，
珍珠。
No other material，
你不能带任何其他的一个材料。
How？
如何达成的呢
？Only by the grace of God，
一切都是靠着恩典。
Through the finished work of the Lord Jesus。
靠着耶稣基督完成的大功
，through his atoning death，
他的死
，by our identification with him in his cross，
借着十字架，我们与他的死联合
，grace began the work，
神的恩典开始这个工作
，grace develops the work，
神的恩典来发展这个
，and grace。Will complete，
然后靠着同样的恩典来完成这个工作。
My dear people，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，I'm Jewish，
我是一个犹太人。
We Jews have suffered unbelievably at the hands of the world，
犹太人在这个世界受了极大的苦难。
But God has a purpose for the Jewish people，
神在犹太人身上有他的旨意。
They are the natural branches。
他是那一个天然的枝子
，and God is going by grace and through His Spirit to bring them back into His own knowledge.
神有一天还要把这个被折断的枝子再接回到
橄榄树上。That's what it says in Romans chapter 11.
这是罗马书十一章的预言。
It says, "All Israel shall be saved."
那渔民要被拯救
，and then the bunches will come back into their own olive tree。
那原来的枝子有一天要被接回在这一个橄榄树。
Oh, the mountainous obstacles that lie between the purpose of God for the Jewish people and the fulfillment。
在谁要完成这个旨意的之前，有像大山一样的拦阻，要把神那个旨意
打破。That mountain will become a plain。
但是神的预言告诉我们，大山要成为平原。
By the grace of God。
那是靠着神的恩典。
And through the Holy Spirit。
借着圣灵。You are Chinese。在座都是中国人。
I suppose there are one or two non-Chinese here, but I mean,You're all Chinese.
绝大部分是中国人。
You have also suffered.
你们也在受过许多苦难。
Satan tried to blot out the testimony of Jesus on the Chinese mainland.
撒旦在这些年想要把基督的见证在中国这块土地上完全破坏掉。
There were times when it seemed as if he had succeeded.
在一段时间里头，表面来看，的确他成功了。
But that mountainous obstacle that lies between the purpose of God for China and its fulfillment，
但是神在这个他要完成在中国的旨意身上，虽然有一个大山在那里拦阻他的实现
，It will become a plain by the grace of God and through the Spirit of God。
靠着神的恩典与圣灵的工作，这个大山变成一个平原。
The top stone will be brought forth。
这个小小的头块石要被带出来。
Even today, the greatest number of ethnic believers in the world is in mainland China。
今天在这个世界得救人数最多的那块土地。是在中国
The blood of the martyrs has become the seed of the church.
所以这个传教士的鲜血成为现在福音种子的开花的结果。
Well, now that's enough to say about the past.
历史说够了。
His eternal purpose of God.
关于神永远的旨意。
What is it?
到底是什么？
What is it that he has purposed in Christ and carried out in Christ?
他在他儿子里头所定规的旨意，并且由他的儿子来执行，是什么？
Now, note very carefully, if you have your Bible with you, in Ephesians 3, verse 10.
注意第三章第十节。
Just this way, the mystery which for ages has been hidden God who created all things.
得知神百般的智慧
To the intent that through the church might be made known the manifold wisdom of God.
为要借着教会天上之政掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧
Through the church
这里是借着教会
Might be made known the manifold wisdom of God
使神百般的智慧被显明
To the whole unseen world
显明给那个看不见的世界
Let alone the physical world
那何况这看得见的世界呢
Through the church,
要借着教会
里面有那么的 manifold wisdom of God,
让神百般的智慧能够显明在这个看见的世界里。
According to His eternal purpose, which He purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord,
这个奥秘就是在基督里所定规的永远的旨意。
So, the church lies in that.The heart of this eternal purpose.
所以你这里看见教会与这一个神永远旨意的关系是在它核心的部分。 It is Christ and the church. 所以你看到面是基督，里面是教会。This life, that us. 这个就是神真正旨意的核心。
Listen to what how the apostle Paul put it in Ephesians 5.
所以以弗所书第五章怎么说
？And from verse 25,
二十五节。
Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for it, that he might sanctify it, having cleansed it by the washing of water with the word, that he might present the church to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
你们做丈夫的要爱你的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵。
What an amazing thing！
这是奇妙的事。
We're back to the first three chapters of Genesis and the last three chapters of Revelation.
这个的话好像就把我们带回到圣经的头三章与最后三章。
It's something to do with the marriage.
在这里跟神的旨意跟这个结婚有婚姻有关系。
Look at verse 30.
三十节我要这一章。
Because we are members of his body, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great.But I speak in regard of Christ and the church.
因为我们是他身上的肢体，为这个缘故，人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
Did you hear that?
听见没
？A number of people have been to me and said, I wasn't asleep.
有几个弟兄跑到这么讲，
我来，
我
来
听着。但是你要听见这段话，
还是相信？
有没有进到心里面
？Or is it just scripture？
或者只是念两节圣经而已
？You hear what this amazing statement declares？
听见这一个极为奇妙的经节被阐明吗
？We。Our members are his body.
我们是他身上的肢体。
Limbs, parts of his body.
我们是身上他的一个肢体。
He and we are to become one.
他与我们成为一。
This mystery, the apostle says, is great.
保罗在这里告诉我们，这是一个极大的奥秘。
But it is to do with Christ and His church.
乃是指的基督与他教会说的。
In Matthew's Gospel,
我们到马太的十六章
，in chapter 16,
十六章
，and verse 18,
十八节
，we have a simple, categorical, dogmatic declaration.Of the Lord Jesus.
在这里有一个非常简单、明了、重要的宣告，被耶稣所说出来。
So simple that a child could understand.
这句话这么简单，连一个孩子都听得懂。
Upon this rock, I will build my church.
在这磐石上，我要建立我的教会。
And the gates of heaven.Shall not prevail against
him. 阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
就是不，
很简单。
Categorical，
但是清楚。
Dogmatic，
带着带着权柄。
I had to get him out sometime.
I did.
Simple, capital, dogmatic.
这句话是这样简单明了而带着权威。
Jesus said,
耶稣说 ，You are Peter， 你是彼得 ，Andros，
英语对，
希腊文是 Petros，Andros，
what does it mean？
什么意思
？A stone，
就是一块石头
，a small
stone， 一块石头，
它是什么？
它是属于一个大盘子中间一块
石头 ，a stone，
你是一个石头
，upon this rock，Petros。
在这个大盘子上 ，Petros，
the massive of the rock，
是一个大的磐石
，the big rock，
是这个方角石。
I will build my church，
我要建我的教
会 ，and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it。
今天的权柄不能胜过它。Now this is very interesting， 这很有意思的一句话。
So tremendously significant is the building of this church of our Lord Jesus。
耶稣建他的自己的教会是有这样的重要性
，that all hell will come against，
整个阴间要起来反对这个
，Satan will mobilize every weapon in his army，
撒旦要把每一个武器拿出来推翻神这个事实
，he hates people being saved，
他憎恶人被拯救
，but if he cannot stop the being saved。
如果撒旦不能够拦住我们人被拯救
，He will blind them to the truth of the church。
然后他就让我们看不见教会的真理。
Then we go round in the wilderness for 40 years, round and round and round and round。
然后我们因为看不见，所以我们就在旷野里面绕圈圈绕了几年。
With a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud。
虽然你有云柱火柱在那里。
The presence of the Lord。
虽然有神的自己
的当真，是神的罗，
有神的救恩
，water out of the rock，
有水从磐石出来，
三步神经都回来了，
脚上的鞋也穿不过来
，clothes that do not wear out，
衣服也穿不过
，diseases that do not transfer，
从来也不要生病
，but still we go round and round and round。
但是即使如此，仍然在旷野过了四十年
，manna that comes down from heaven。
每天一种马拉松，经常是
三五倍高的马拉松。
即便如此，我们还是要天天。
We never come into the promised land。
我们进不去这个应许之地。
But it is only in the promised land, in a particular place, that the house of God can be built。
但是只有在应许之地的某一个特定的地方，神家才能被建立。
Jerusalem，
就是耶路撒冷。
That is the only place God said where I will accept your offering.
神说，我只能在锡安接纳你的供物。
Dear people of God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，The Apostle Peter understood this very well.
彼得对这一点非常的了解。
He not only knew that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of the Living God.
他不但认识耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
But when the Lord Jesus said to him, "You are a small stone."
但是他记得耶稣告诉他，你是一个小石头。
Upon this bedrock, I will build my church.
我要在这个大磐石上建立我的教会。
When he came to write his letter, his first letter,
写他的书信的时候
，Chapter 2,
彼得前书二章
，and verse 4.
第四第五节
，This is how he explained.
现在彼得来解释那天他听到。
After whom coming a living stone, rejected indeed of men, but with God is made precious.
出来我使固然是被人所弃，却是被神所拣选所宝贵。
Now you hear that? That's the Lord Jesus.
这里指的主耶稣说的。
He is the foundation.
他是根基
，He is the chief cornerstone。
他是房角石块石
那 ，It is the corner that holds the walls together。
他也是那个房顶石
，He is the top stone。
他是那个房顶石。
Unto whom coming a living stone is left precious？
这个宝石乃是被神所拣选宝贵。
Ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
All qualities are the same one.
这些活石一块块也都是从那个大的盘子里面切出来的。
And the life of God in the sun，
这个里面都有那个生命，就是弥赛亚生命。
He is all this, the foundation, the cornerstone, the head of the cornerstone, the topstone。
整个的灵宫，不管是地基、它的墙、它的顶石，每一个都是出于那个盘子。
He's the beginning。
他是
He's the end。
他也是
He's the first。He's the last。
他是起首，他是终结。
And we are in Him。
然后我们在他的里面。
We also are living stone。
我们每一个人也是那个活石。
If I ask you to come home and have a cup of tea with me, I would perhaps provide Chinese
tea.
Wouldn't you be surprised if you came to Jerusalem?
有一天你来到耶路撒冷
and you found a heap of stones.
你看到一堆的石头
Please welcome, I say, to my home.
然后那个说：“欢迎你到我家来。”
Who you would say? 你会想 ，Do Jews live in heaps of stones?
难道犹太人都住在一堆石堆里头吗
？A heap of stones is not a hole.
一个石堆永远不能成为一个家。
Those men brought the stones beautifully together in a kind of Germanic manner, or Japanese manner. You're all absolutely perfect.
如果我们把这石头排排变成一个日本式的房子，一个石堆，你觉得怎么样
？And that's it. Please welcome.
欢迎到我家。
You say this is strange.
你觉得很奇怪，
这是你的 home.
这怎么叫一个家
？I say to you, what else is your home built on?
我就问你了，你一个家应该用什么建？
Stones have to find their relationship to stone to be built into a house.
如果你要建立一个家，你必须把一块一块的石头找到彼此之间的关系，把它砌起来成为一个家。
And it's the Lord Jesus who says, "I will build my church."
所以耶稣自己说，我要建立我的教会。
His church.
他的教会，
那么
不是我的教会，
不是教会，
也不是你的教会，
是
他的教会。
To be a holy priesthood，
圣洁的祭司
，to offer up spiritual sacrifice，
在那里能够奉献悦纳的灵祭
，acceptable to God，
他能够接受
，through Jesus Christ，
乃是借着耶稣基督。
It is amazing that this building work of our Lord Jesus occasioned such a panic, hatred, and fierce opposition.
你就会发现，当耶稣基督在建立他的教会的时候，你看见仇敌是想尽所有诡计，用尽所有本事来破坏神的工作。
Boom.Almost the moment that the Holy Spirit was poured out on that day of Pentecost.
从那一天在月节的那一天，圣灵浇灌下来开始。
The enemy has worked ceaselessly against this building work of the Lord Jesus.
你就看到撒旦就没有停止的，每一刻就在那里攻击神的建筑。
The history of the church is amazing.
你如果去看读教会的历史，是一个非常稀奇的历史。
First love goes.
起初的爱消失了
，then becomes institution.
这个教会就变成了一个机构、组织
，organization，
是一个组织性的
denomination，
变成一个宗派。
And then the Holy Spirit works again.
然后你就看见圣灵起来再做工。
That's a mini Pentecost.
又有一些小的啊，五旬节。
That's a reenactment of Pentecost.
好像那第一次的五旬节再次重演。
He takes a month.
他找到一个修道士。
Actually, there was a holy man, and he was very confident.
这个修道士是一个蛮喜欢喝酒的人。
And he came home to this monk.
但有一天被神抓住了 ，and somehow he disturbs him. 就叫他
，until in the end, he's filled with hunger and thirst for God.
他里面就被神的爱火所点燃，他里头有个渴慕
，and he can't find peace anywhere.
他在四处观找，找不到任何的平安。
Until suddenly the Spirit of God reveals to him from the written letter, the just shall live by faith.
直到罗马书的亮光照到他里头，他明白那个义人必须因信而得称义。
And the whole of Europe was turned upside down.
从那一天开始，整个的欧洲翻过来。
I mentioned only Martin Luther, but there were many others.
当然，他们提的最有名的人物是马丁路德，还有其他很多的弟兄们。
It is amazing what happened.
你如果去读那个历史
，amazing
神所做的工作。
The word of God came back to the center.
你会发现神的话再回到中心。
The authority of the word of God.
神话语权柄，话语权柄
，inspiration of the word of God。
神话语的这个灵感
，the relevance of the word of God。
神话语的有效性
，suddenly the work of the Lord Jesus became central。
耶稣基督的工作成为整个教会中心
，is atoning death。
他的是
justification through his atoning death。
然后这个称义透过他的救赎
，His headship，
基督的原
，His lordship，
他是主
，Suddenly became real，
成为教会的实际
，Not the Pope，
再也不是教皇
，The Lord Jesus，
乃是基督
，It is tremendous，
这是何等的大的一个震动
，And first love，
然后同样。起初的爱有一天又不见了
，it all crystallizes，
就结晶化
，institutionalized，
又变成一个机构。
I won't go any further，
讲的差不多。
I think of the Mennonites and the Anabaptists，
然后我看到后面的历史就有崇敬派和其他的那些复兴的运动。
When God took hold of a man called Simon Mendel,
Mendel 来这个弟兄
，and disturbed him.
神看在他里面搅动。
He did not leave the baptism as practiced at that point was real baptism of the Word of God.
他发现在那个时候的被。那个时代里面所举行的这个所谓的敬礼跟圣经是不吻合的，他觉得完全不对。
But he couldn't find anyone else.
但他又找不到其他的人对这件事。
So he baptized himself.
所以他就把自己。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
他自己受洗。
In the name of the
Lord. 他接着也奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
Oh, don't be surprised. That's the Jewish form of baptism. That's exactly how we are baptized. Down.And that in the presence of witnesses. So it wasn't so strange, but he didn't know it.
对我们来讲不稀奇，但是对这个弟兄来讲，他自己不知道。
So something began to spread all over Europe, and was the occasion of some of the cruelest tortures that Satan could work out.
这个。影响到当时整个的欧洲很快的散开，但是同时你就发现仇敌用最残忍的手段来逼迫对方崇敬的基督徒。
I could go on and on. I mean, I could tell you again and again. I could talk about the Quakers.
我们还可以举一个这个贵格会的例子。
These amazing people changed the whole society in Britain and over here.
神当年用这帮的弟兄，不但改变了英国，也改变了美国。
They created the priesthood of believers.
他们相信这一个每一个信徒都是神的
信徒。Yes, we pray for the Lord.
他们都等一同等候在主面前。
They never, so they never told themselves greatness.
他们当然不是称自己为贵格贵。
When he told them what happened before the judge, he said, "Well, what's your name?"
那么上法庭的时候，法官问你们叫什么呢？
He said, "We have no name."
我们没有名字。
We are just Christians.
我就是基督徒。
And then someone said, "So, judge, what do you do?"
那你们在请做什么？
And someone else said in the court, "Well, they sit still and silent until suddenly someone shakes."
那么在法庭里面有一个旁听的人就说，他们聚会的时候坐在那里安静，然后直到有一个人开始发抖。
And then he speaks.
然后那个人就会讲话了，讲话。
So the judge said, "Call them Quakers."
所以法官就说，叫这些人叫贵格。
At one time, 2/3 of the Quaker preachers were in prison.
在有一个时代时段里头，这个三分之一的传道人在这个里面都被关到监牢。
Little as they,
就是因为他们那个简单的信仰。
And they turned the prisons into evangelistic societies.
他们就把整个监狱变成一个布道会的场所。
And then Bible schools.
然后在那里开了圣经班。
And out from the prisons came all these people who were in there, who found the Lord and were now taught.
所以这些囚犯都变成基督徒，他们为耶稣做见证。
But time fails me. I could speak about John Wesley, Charles Wesley, George Whitfield.
我可以讲到其他的威斯里的兄弟，还有关于这个弟兄讲不完了。
Tens of thousands of people came to the Lord through them.
经过这些弟兄们，成千上万的人来归向主，
或者 brethren，
或者弟兄们，弟兄会来。
Go on, but what's the thing? What I want to say is this.
我要讲的重点在这
里。The Lord Jesus says,
"Yes, of course.
Upon this rock."I will build my church.
在这磐石上，我要建立我的教会。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Go back to Zechariah.
回到撒加利亚。
The top stone shall be rolled off the tower of grace. Grace, do it.
房顶石必须放在这个房子，然后呼喊恩典，恩典。
Here again, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit.
再说，在这里有一句话。不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
It is amazing when you look at church history.
所以当你来看整个教会的历史，是一个奇奇的历史。
And it is not over.
这个教会的历史还没停。
Praise the Lord.
当然
，It is not finished.
还没有完成。
Many years ago, in 1956,
1956年。